share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Don't have to act and go bald. TMJ says Syed Sadiq uses Muar people for selfish purposes. TMJ contributes Syed Sadiq's challenge but tells him to not use people of Muar for personal interest. The internet was abuzz over former youth and sports minister, Syed Sadiq's, challenge where he said if he manages to raise ₹200,000 for 100 laptops in 5 days starting the 26th of December, he will go bald. One family, one laptop, is how Syed Sadiq plans to raise funds to buy laptops for less fortunate and needy families in Muar. As of yesterday, the team managed to collect ₹61,410. The best part is that it seems like we will be able to see a bald Syed Sadiq sooner than expected, as he received a generous donation of ₹300,000 from none other than the Crown Prince of Johor, Tunku Ismail Ibrahim, or more affectionately known by Malaysians as TMJ, Tengku Mahkota Johor. However, based on Tunku Ismail's Instagram stories, there seems to be some sort of anger between the two. There's no need to steal the rakyat's money while still having a case with SPRM. There's no need to lie, there's no need to act, and there's no need to go bald. That's enough of you using the people of Muar for your own personal interests. Moreover, you're Singaporean Arab, not a Johorian. In a subsequent Instagram story, he said that he acts while Syed Sadiq is all talk. Not only that, he managed to accomplish in just 2 months what Syed Sadiq took 22 months for. The difference between you and me is, you're only talk from the beginning. IACT. I accomplished what you failed to do in 22 months, in 2 months. Syed Sadiq's response? In response to this, Syed Sadiq uploaded a video thanking Tunku Ismail for his generous donation and how he, along with the people of Muar, are indebted to him. Terima kasih Tunku Mahkota Johor atas sumbangan yang diberikan ke Muo. Patik and Arang Muo terhutang budi ke Tunku. Fastabakal Hayrat. May Allah bless Tunku and family. pic.twitter.com/xlifegdmnf6. Syed Sadiq, at Syed Sadiq, December 29, 2020. He added that he believes everyone should always be racing to do what's good. Syed Sadiq said that during his short stint as a minister, the Hub Anak Muda project costing ₹25 million was approved after he met the Prime Minister, Johor Chief Minister, and the project was subsequently presented at the Parliament. However, only when the Tunku Mahkota Johor lent a helping hand to resolve the land issue that hindered this project, finally the Hub Anak Muda, now called the Tunku Ismail Youth Center project, will be implemented. Nevertheless, Syed Sadiq also sought an apology from Tunku Ismail if he offended him. As a Johor born who was raised and schooled here, my whole family and I are extremely indebted to Tunku and family as the rulers of Johor. May Allah always bless you and your family, Tunku. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comments section. Also read, Syed Sadiq vows to go botak if he raises ₹200,000 in 5 days for poor families in Muar. Source, Instagram. Source, Instagram. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily.